Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masech Sota, Perek Egla Arufa. So Nimtza Tamun Begal, if you find the dead body covered in a pile of rocks, Otali Be'ilan, or he's hanging off of a tree, Otzafal Panei Mayim, where it's floating on the water, Lohei Orphan, they didn't do the Egla Arufa procedure, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ba'adama, that you find the Chalal Ba'adama, you find him on the ground, meaning, that means not covered up. Nofel means, Velo Tali Be'ilan, that he's not hanging from a tree. Basada means velotzaf al pnei mayim, not floating in the water. Nimtza samach lasvar, if the dead body was found near the border of Eretz Yisrael, oh liir sharuba nachrim, or you find the dead body next to a city that's mostly nachrim, oh liir sheim ba bezdin, or close to a city that doesn't have a bezdin, meaning they might have a bezdin for dinei mamonos, but they don't have a sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, so they can't bring an Egla Arufa, because you need the Zakenim, and Zakenim means the members of the Beis Din. Lo hayu orphan, so they wouldn't do the Egla Arufa. You can only do the measurement from a city that actually has a basin. So the halacha is what the Rav points out over here. Halchi karmar nimso samach liirshem b'beizin. If the closest city happens to not have a basin, ain modedin la. You don't measure to that city. El liirshiyesh b'beizin modedin. You measure to cities that do have a basin. Ezu liirshiyesh b'beizin krovelo. Which city that has a basin is the closest city, not which city is the closest city, which city that has the benefit of a Beis Din is the closest city. Below, Hadar Tanya, Havamina, Ein Modin Klal, Tamalam Rav Lachu Zikne Ir Mikol Makom. Had it not been for this additional line in the Mishnah of Ein Modin El Mir Sheish Bebeis Din, and we only had the previous line in the Mishnah that Oli Ir Sheim Bebeis Din Loha Yorfin, I would have thought that you just skip the whole Egla Arufa procedure entirely when the closest city doesn't have Beis Din. So that's why we need this line to tell me, no, we're still doing Egla Arufa, we're just measuring to a different city. Nimtza Mechuvin Bein Shtei Yaros. So let's say it's exactly evenly between two cities. So they each bring their own Egla Arufa, one for each town. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, meaning the assumption is that Rabbi Eliezer holds Efshar L'tzamtzem, that it's possible that we got the measurement right, and it's exactly the same, and therefore they're both going to bring an Egla Arufa. Chacham disagree, and they say, no, Efshar L'tzamtzem, you can never measure that it's exactly the same. Human capabilities are limited. We don't have the measuring abilities to know that it's exactly the same, and therefore you can't bring two Egla Arufas. Ven Yerushalayim Mevia Egla Arufa, the city of Yerushalayim never brings an Egla Arufa, Negla Arufa either. Moving on now to Mishnah Gimel. So Nimtza Rosha B'Makom Echer B'Gufo B'Makom Echer. If Nebuch, he was decapitated and his body is in one place and his head is in another place, Malichan Rosh Eitzal Guf. We measure from where the Guf was. Tiver Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Rabbi Kiva Omer HaGuf Eitzal Rosh. And we measure from where the head was. We bring the body to where the head was because we assume that the death occurred in the place where the head was. So that's a machlokas. Where do we assume that the death occurred when you find a beheaded person? So let's review what we learned today. So Mishnah Beis, we learned that if you find the body in a pile of rocks or hanging off of a tree or floating on the water, they wouldn't do Egla Arufa, and it's all darshened from words in the Pasuk. If you find the body near a border town or near a city of mostly Nachrim or near a city that doesn't have a Beis Din, those cities were not included in Egla Arufa. And if the closest city didn't have a Beis Din, so you measure to cities that do have a Beis Din. If you find it exactly evenly between two cities, Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is they each bring an Egla Arufa. The Chab disagree with that, even though the Chab are not recorded in our Mishnah. And Yerushalayim does not bring an Egla Arufa. Then in the Mishnah Gimel we said that what do you do if you find the head in one place and the body in another place? So Rabbi Eliezer says you go with where the body was found, and Rabbi Kiva says you go with where the head was found. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey.